Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Here we are. I am making friends with the mooch in case Trump tries to send me to Gitmo. That's what I want to know. I'm
going to bring you some Mexico when you get the Gitmo.
No, let me tell you.
It looked like a hemorrhoid surprise.
Okay. Anthony, if you could redo one thing while you were at the White House, what would it be?
That's a good question. Probably the Ryan Lizza call. I probably wouldn't have had that one.
Right. But you, in 10 days, you actually...
11.
9,000 seconds.
Sorry.
Jimmy, I had 9.1% of my federal career. But, wasn't as long as Trump's.
But it's
career,
not how long you're there. It's how much you accomplish. You know, you can't get it.
Hey, let me tell you something. Did we knock out a lot of the leakers and a lot of the unnecessary internecine warfare? We definitely did that. Know.
In the American...
The two biggest leakers got knocked out with me.
In the American Revolution, George Washington only fought 9 battles and he only won 3 of them. Well, deal with that.
Amen.
Amen.
Richard Haass, what will U.S. global leadership look like post-Trump? Oh, if there is ever such a thing.
It's actually a good question. The issue of whether Trump's an aberration or whether he's a trend and to what extent Trumpism is there. And I worry about that a little bit. I mean, he's an extreme
feature
person.
Or a glitch.
Exactly.
Right?
And what comes next. And also, whoever comes next, they're not going to inherit the world that he inherited. It's going to be a world that's been degraded. It's going to be a tough job when you come after him. And the country, it's not clear to me, is ready to play the sort of role that we historically have.
Okay.
We're allowed time for rebuttal?
Yes, of course. Rebut.
Well, I see it differently. I think that the world, the economic engine of the United States, I mean, we have a real shot now to double the economy in 18 years. We can clip away at 3% growth. It'll eliminate a lot of the entitlement issues that we have. I think we're going to bolster
entitlement issues, meaning...
Yeah, well, you have a $17 trillion economy now. Yeah, when you get it to $34 trillion, it'll take...
34?
Yeah, you'll
double our...
In 18 years, if you grow at 3%.
I
can teach you the math.
18 years. Well, yeah.
I mean, you're going to double the economy.
I went to Cornell, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That's Ivy League.
But you're not... Yeah.
We used to play each other in football.
I don't see a calculator out here, but...
Can we rebut the rebuttal?
Yes, please.
Let me just finish.
It's called a debate show.
The nation will be stronger.
But in 18 years, who the fuck knows what's going to be going on in 18 years?
Here.
That's such a ridiculous...
You'll be here telling these jokes.
I think what today...
I hope so.
I'll
be 80, but I hope I will be.
You're going to have a lot more beachfront property on that hairline.
What we're going to see...
There'll be beachfront property in Nebraska because of his environmental policy. Yeah. That's where the beachfront property will be.
Yeah. I give you that one.
All right. You'll give me that one.
We have a problem.
Yeah, he's destroying the earth.
We have a problem with the environment. It's not just him, though.
Okay.
It's the whole... You don't think it's China?
Interest rates are going up, in part because the tax cut was deeper than it needed to be, in part because the economy was already growing okay. The debt is going to skyrocket, which is going to force rates up. We're already seeing wages going up, causing, again, the Fed to raise rates. What this is going to do is slow the economy, and what this is going to do, I think, is ultimately create a crisis. You know, we're about climate change. The other big crisis, our debt. We're going to have to raise the rates significantly to fund our debt.
The
There's no way we are going to grow out of this.
$13 trillion of it.
No, yeah, but that was the big difference.
And prosecuted two unnecessary wars.
Big difference when you're coming out of a crisis like 2007-8. Right now, we're creating the crisis.
It is amazing
that there's a bipartisan indictment on the table. There's a $13 trillion of debt. Was added over the last 9 years.
And you just added another. I mean, when you guys are out of power, we cannot spend a nickel. As soon as you get into power, it's like, just write the checks.
Richard knows that the pay-as-you-go legislation that he put in place in the George Bush 1 administration.
He put it.
Blame it on you.
I didn't know I had that kind of influence.
Okay, well, Dorman did it. Dorman came up with the pay-as-you-go legislation.
This is a helpful point.
Started to right side the budget.
We shouldn't be talking about this as if there's you guys, as if there's two parties here. The Republican Party is a broken party. And there are people who have served the Republican Party that was, and there are people who are volunteering to serve the Republican Party that will be. It is not to say that, when, as Anthony said, when he denigrated the past Republican presidents. It is important to understand that something new is taking the place of the Republican Party that yes. Richard knew and I knew.
There are definitely two.
Indicting both sides. I'm not denigrating the past Republican presidents. You racked up $20 trillion of debt on the American people. You think the swamp is a really good business model for the American people?
I think
17 years of war, 50,000 calories.
How's that swamp?
I don't think it's drainable. I think it's a gold-plated hot tub, bro.
When Trump people say the swamp, they mean the rule of law.
So when he says, I'm going to drain the swamp, it was another lie.
No, I don't think it was a lie. I think it was an ambition. I think when he's gotten down there.
You'd have to agree with that. He's a liar. You have to agree.
Raise your hand in the room. Raise your hand in the room if you've never told a lie.
No, but...
Raise your hand in the room.
But like not like six a day when you're president.
I mean, raise your hand in the room if you've never told a lie.
Okay, but that's not... Come on, that's not an answer. You know that's
not an answer. You know he's a sales guy.
A sales guy.
He's been a sales guy his whole life.
But when you're president, but again, it's just not New York.
You don't like the fact that he's not non-presidential president. That's how I won the election.
Not gonna solve
But why would we just take it as normal that
he's going to lie.
Like, as soon as the State of the Union was over, he said, it's the greatest the ratings ever.
Right. The other presidents didn't lie. The other politicians didn't lie.
Not like that. Not like that.
You're living in a normative world.
What you accept says who you are. What you accept says who you are. And
he's like...
And I think one of the peculiar and unexpected gifts of Donald Trump is that he has taught a lot of people to understand both the preciousness of truth and also the need to defend institutions like the FBI and the CIA. Maybe they wouldn't have gotten the big applause that they got tonight in this room. I think probably 3 years ago or 4 years ago, if you told the people in this room that Edward Snowden and Julian Assange were not heroes, they might think differently. I think now we all understand better. We understand right. who they were working for, what they were working to accomplish, and we see it in front of us now.
I wouldn't lump them together quite that way.
Well.
Julian Assange is a little different than the other guy. And Julian Assange somehow did get a little too in with Russia.
And very close to the Trump campaign.
I'm not sure that
your anger towards Trump is clouding your judgment, by the way. But a good anger management class would help you think a little more.
That is such a Michael Corleone line.
But it is.
It is. It's Godfather 3. Your anger is, don't let your anger cloud your judgment. No, really.
I still believe no one is above the law, and that includes the president.
Don't let your anger cloud your judgment, but don't let your ambitions also cloud your judgment.
What does that even mean, though? You're talking about my ambition? What are you talking about? I've already lived the great life. What are you talking about? I went in there to try to serve the country and help the middle and lower middle class people that are struggling in this country. You've got to wake up, brother.
It was Donald
Trump.
You're
living in like an ivory tower. You got to snap
Donald
out
Trump.
Of it.
It was
snap
Donald Trump.
Out of it, man.
You only had to read the New York Post.
You should get some of the Mexicone thing as a suppository and drop the anger. That's what you should do.
You could climb the...
You're like a mean guy.
A mean guy. Well, okay.
I'm not a weak guy.
No, but you're mean. And you're angry.
It's so Canadian to be that way. Let me move on. Donna Brazile, aside from we're not Trump, the Democrats have been completely unable to craft a simple, clear, appealing message to voters. What is it going to take for Democrats to wake up to this?
We want an economy that works for everyone, period. I mean, we want an economy that works for every American, especially those Americans who are still struggling. And by the way, it is Black History Month.
Yes.
Black unemployment went up a little bit. I want to just say something to the president, if you get him on the phone tomorrow, leave us alone. It was under President Obama, it started going down, it kept going down, it ticked back up, so just leave us alone.
The end of my show last week was all about how he picks fights with Black people.
Yeah, leave us alone.
Do you think he picks fights with Black people? And then on cue, he did it with Jay-Z. But I had a list this long from Colin Kaepernick and Obama and on down.
Yeah.
He does seem to, the war widow, he seems to purposely get
Black History Month.
Does he get any credit for sitting with the Rainbow Coalition 25 years ago and getting the, well, he doesn't, obviously.
You have to refresh my memory. The 25 years ago, what did he do?
Yeah, he was part of Jesse Jackson's Rainbow
Coalition. Remember Janet Jackson? What have you done for us lately?
Nope.
But he was also the guy
who... The answer from this audience is no.
I'm not accepting.
The Reverend Jesse.
Well, look, I love Reverend Jackson. But look, this is not about...
He wanted the death penalty for the Central Park Five, even though they were innocent.
But does he get credit for discriminating against blacks who wanted to, you know, get an apartment in the Trump building?
Oh,
come on.
I don't remember that. I remember the Central Park Five. I remember the Central Park Five when he went after them, even after they were innocent.
And make a statement about our country.
I'm a very balanced
guy. This is about our country.
I'm not here to defend
you. Are.
I'll call balls and strikes as I see him. Ask me the question.
I want to know what drug you're on, because you are.
I'm on the Michael Corleone drug.
He is very Michael Corleone. Yeah. He doesn't raise his voice. He's a quiet killer.
A little bit too honest, though. I'm not like the typical backstabbing Washingtonian.
Well, I'm like Tina Turner. I'm a private dancer, baby, but I don't dance for that kind of money. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Well, there's an after party, Don. I'm going to try to get you to dance.
I'm not going to go there.
All right.
By the way,
time for me to suck my own cock. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a good night.
I don't think you can do it.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.